And good Friday morning. It's time once again we do it. Open line here on the Mighty 690 KGGF, live from our downtown studios here in Coffeyville. Open line is your time to buy, sell, trade, or give away your items with our free and very effective advertising. Give us a call, 620-251-6909. We also have a toll-free number at 1-800-252-KGGF. That's 252-5443. Those items around the house or the backyard that you just don't want anymore, maybe a little cash in your pocket, you can advertise them right here. Please no more than five items, all five items or less, all individually priced, and altogether cannot exceed a mighty $6,900. That's $6,900 for our on-air limit. But within the five items, you can advertise just about anything that you'd like, as long as it's not a weapon, legal, moral, ethical, and no support items for those said weapons. One other restriction is no advertisement to sell dogs. You can give dogs away. We can sell other pets and individual livestock, but again, no advertisement to sell dogs. Last thing, and probably the most important thing I need from you today, is your telephone number. A reliable contact information, not for me, but for a potential buyer or seller to get that product in or out of your hand. We'll put the phones on a hold for just one moment as we are actually joined in studio here this morning by Mr. Wes Kinsey with the Edna Fire Department. Wes, good morning.
How's it going?
Going very well. Glad to have you here in studio with us this morning. Jam-packed morning, so I'm glad we could shuffle around some times, get you in here, and we can talk a little bit about the department as well as what you guys got going on. For a very, very, one of my favorite holidays throughout the year, 4th of July. So, Wes, let's kind of get into it here. Let's talk about the department a little bit more. I believe it's a volunteer fire department, correct?
Yep. We are a volunteer fire department in Edna, and we kind of oversee several events throughout the year. And I've been a part of the department for going on 16 years.
Oh, wow, 16 years. Yeah. So with that, born and raised SEK, or were we from Edna? Or?
Yep. Awesome. I've pretty much lived in Edna my whole life and graduated from LeBette County High School. And then beyond graduation, I just kind of joined the fire department and, man, just kind of stayed on and been active. And, you know, we do a good job. We've got a lot of very good fire departments around us. That's just outstanding. We have probably 20 members, and they all just work their tails off on calls throughout, 24/7, it's just been a real awesome to be a part of it over the years.
What I've learned is a lot of times the percentage, as well as just the overall being a great serviceman or a public serviceman or emergency serviceman is having an in-depth knowledge of your town. And being from Edna, I'm sure you know exactly every which end's back street, so it's good. I'm sure you can. They appreciate that. But really, I got to ask you, you've been in there for 16 years. I don't necessarily know the difference between, well, obviously volunteer versus non, but 16 years, that has obviously left an impact on your life. How has it impacted your life being a part of the department?
A lot of the calls that we get, we know these people, and we know them, we know their families, and you really want to do the best you can just to help them out in their time of need. And they rely on you and everything. And we've got several members. I mean, with Jason Myers and Kyle Rexwinkle, they work for the city. They're there. Those guys are awesome. And then Roger and Joyce Rawson. I mean, Roger's been on maybe 30 years. I mean, he just keeps going and going and going.
Absolutely.
And we've got a lot of people that's been on for a long time and always willing to help.
Yeah.
And throughout, different events and we got a lot of rural calls. I mean, we cover a big area, go all the way down to Highway 10, clear up to 10,000, which is,
That's
6 miles north of us, and then east and west. It's been a lot of fun just to be a part of that.
Well, and I really, can appreciate and kind of acknowledge the fact that you say, these are our people. These are people that I've known and gone to church with or gone to school with or something like that. Whether it's saving their cat out of a tree or saving the structure from a fire, you guys are there. So it's a great organization. And again, for any kids out there, that's kind of why I was asking you as well, for any kids out there kind of thinking about it, You know, you heard it right there. There is certain benefits, certainly some benefits behind it, especially within your community you may love. So let's talk about what you guys got coming up. Majority of the time, it is the fireworks and the firefighters that happen to be, you know, kind of overseeing the fireworks and such. But are you going to be out there with the remote yourself firing them off, or are you just kind of overseeing them?
Well, we kind of stick with the old school way of things. We light them off with, you know, just a fire stick and go, you know. And but yeah, we got an event tomorrow evening, starts at 6 o'clock, and anyways, yeah, it's gonna be fun. We tried it out last year for the first time, just because we have a city lake, and a lot of people don't realize that Edna has a city lake. And so in the years past, we've always just kind of blew them off in the park and went home. Well, now we kind of upped the ante last year, and we ended up, we got food vendors, and we've got water slides, and about this year we got 2,200 water balloons that need to be popped, and I think we're going to have a lot of kids to get them popped. So, but yeah, we started this last year out there at the City Lake just to kind of make people aware that we have a City Lake, and it's got camping sites and full hookups, and it is a really nice lake. It's 1 mile south and 1.5 miles west of Edna, and we'll have signs to be able to get you there if you've never been. I mean, we've had people come last year, showed up from Bartlett, didn't even realize they lived there their whole life and didn't realize that we had a sea lake that the city maintains.
Yeah.
But man, it is a great event. We're gonna have Scott Rexwinkle is gonna be cooking barbecue.
Oh yeah.
And I'm sure there's several people on here that's heard of him. He's excellent. And then we've got Boone, who's right here in Coffeyville, and she's going to be making all your fair food stuff and your snow cones and funnel cakes and all that stuff. And then we have a kettle corn lady that's going to be popping popcorn all night.
I love that tag, kettle corn lady.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You can smell it right when you're driving into the parking lot.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, the event starts about 6. We're going to have we'll start the water slides. We got the black tarp water slide this year, nice. Which is new. So, and then we got the big bouncy house water slide, and then probably do the water balloons about 7:30, and then we're gonna add a pie eating competition.
Ooh yeah!
And there is surprises on the line. We've got about $40 worth of fireworks gonna go off to the winner, or they can choose from my brother Brian, who's a part of Cody Canada and the Departed band. Out of Texas, and they're playing at Pawhuska at the upcoming rodeo, and then they got a concert afterwards. They're going to give you an option to get 2 free tickets to the rodeo plus the concert if you win the pie-eating competition. But
there's a whole bunch of stuff, even for the kids as well. Jack, Dylan, we've got them here in studio with us. You guys are going to be part of that, balloon fight, water balloon fight? Yeah, you're going to be a part of that there, Jack? You get a See, I see Jack. He's already scoping out his brothers, right? I would guess brother. Yeah, already scoping out. I'd look out there, Dylan. He's gonna come after you with a water balloon, there, man. And you better defend yourself. Exactly. Yeah. You better defend yourself with one. So again, there's a great opportunities for the whole family, the kids as well, getting involved. And Wes, correct me if I'm wrong here. Is June 28th a special day to you?
It absolutely is.
Happy birthday, my man.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. Yep. I didn't know that until just a couple of minutes ago, but happy birthday. What's the other reason? I mean, what's June 28th for you?
June 28th is my birthday, and coincidentally, it is my anniversary, too.
Really?
Yeah. There you go. Married my wife on my birthday. Been married for 8 years now. Yeah. We've only remembered it about 3 times because we're always celebrating my birthday. But also in this event, tomorrow night, we have Robbie Bell and Seth Riley.
Nice.
And I'm telling you what, there's only one Seth Riley in the world, and he's got a personality to prove it. But but they're going to play before the fireworks, and then fireworks are at dark. And then another reason why we want to move out to Lake 2 is we want to keep it going after the fireworks. And we've got a band, BC and the Big Rigs. They're out of Tulsa. Very good group. They play at a lot of big events. We're lucky to have them. Seth was really good friends with them, and I mean, we're lucky to get them.
Yeah.
And they're going to be playing probably till midnight, 1 o'clock. And then we'll also have a construction light that's been donated that we're going to set up after the fireworks to light this big area up, and then do kids can play volleyball and all that stuff. Just keep it going after fireworks. I mean, why quit?
Yeah, exactly.
It's Saturday night.
It's Saturday night. I like that. And not only that, but, you know, most of the time, well, and what people don't realize is you're literally, you know, taking in basically lighting a dollar bill on fire and watching it explode to the sky. It goes so quick, but at the same time, you know, why have the party stop at 9:30 or 10 o'clock when that fireworks display is over? So, again, speaking with Wes Kinsey this morning from the Edna Fire Department, as, again, real quick, let's just kind of go over those nitty-gritty details for people just tuning in. When is that display happening? What time? And really, what time should they be out there? And if they should bring anything as well.
Yeah, so we're going to get started about 6 o'clock. Food will be rolling, and then 7 o'clock, 7:30, we'll do the water balloon fights. Bring your lawn chairs, your blankets, maybe a change of clothes for the kids, because they're gonna get wet. Because we got a lot of water. It's gonna be hot, and we're gonna have a lot of water sports going on. You can bring fishing equipment. We are at the lake. You know, we're a mile and a half outside of town, and everything, so we can have fun out there and have a good time. But we'll do fireworks at dark. Music will start about 8:30, and then we'll do fireworks and then another round of music, and be probably wrapping it up around midnight or so.
There you go. So fun for yourself and everybody else included in the family, and one heck of a fireworks display as well coming up. So again, Wes Kinsey with the Edna Volunteer Fire Department, thank you so much for making some time with us this morning. I know our listeners really enjoyed it, and I'll tell you what, have a safe, especially now, because I know with nowadays that you can fire fireworks from your cell phone, I bet.
Yeah.
So be safe, but have a heck of a time, my man.
Yep, we appreciate it. And I want to say hi to Shannon and Josh. Shannon's listening to Altamont, and Josh is listening and Parsons, and they wanted me to do a Baba Booey.
There you go, Baba Booey. Well, and got to give a shout-out to Jack and Dylan over here. I've had some young ones in the studio that make a riot, and you guys did not. So thank you guys for being in studio here with us this morning. And Wes, thank you as well, my man. And, again, have a safe 4th of July.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF Open Line. We'll continue after this.